A Stark County judge has ruled on competency issues in the case of two women charged in a Canton murder. Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath accepted the findings of a second evaluation for 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry of Louisville during a Tuesday hearing after previously rejecting an earlier report. Her 71-year-old mother, Dorothy Lowry of Canton, was recently ordered to Heartland Behavioral Health in Maslin for treatment and to be restored to competency. Both women are charged with aggravated murder in the death of Jerry Morris of Canton. His body was found in Akron in August 2025, but police believe he was beaten to death in Canton. A final pretrial for Yolanda Lowry is set for July 28th, with trial scheduled for August 31st. The city of Canton is reminding residents that summer curfew rules for minors remain in effect. Police Chief John Gabbard says city law prohibits anyone 17 and younger from loitering, idling, wandering, or being in public places or vehicles within city limits between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless accompanied by a parent or traveling to work, school, or organized events. In Canton's downtown and Hall of Fame Village Dora districts, the curfew begins at 9. Officials say parents and guardians can also face citations if minors violate the curfew ordinance. The Stark County Health Department and Sheriff's Office are warning residents to stay off the exit landfill in Osnaburg Township due to increased trespassing and ATV activity. The 122-acre site, which was closed by the health department in 2002, has a protective cap and active leachate system that could be damaged by unauthorized access. Trespassers at the Fairhill Street Southeast site could face arrest, and patrols will be increased to protect the property. The YWCA of Canton has named Janelle Lee as its new permanent CEO. She had been serving as interim chief executive since December following the departure of Shanna Smith. The organization says Lee has helped strengthen programs, expand community partnerships, and support long-term growth for the YWCA. A $50,000 bond is set for an Aurora man accused of grooming minors on Snapchat. 40-year-old Carlos Moreno was arraigned Monday on multiple child pornography charges. Portage County Common Pleas Judge Lori Pintman banned Moreno from internet use and any contact with children while awaiting his July 21st trial. Records show Moreno was discharged from the U.S. Army for possessing child pornography, which he is appealing. President Trump is urging Congress to approve new rail safety legislation following the 2023 train derailment in East Palestine. In a Truth Social post, Trump called for support of the Railway Safety Act of 2026 as part of a federal transportation bill, saying Republicans should vote yes on the measure. The plan would expand federal rail safety requirements, including more frequent track inspections, stronger oversight of hazardous cargo, and new authority for regulators to stop trains when defect detectors flag serious problems. A Salem woman is back in custody after being arraigned in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court on multiple felony charges stemming from an August home attack in Sebring. 51-year-old Brandis Vator pleaded not guilty to aggravated burglary, aggravated assault, menacing, and criminal damaging. She was wanted on a warrant after failing to appear in court and was taken into custody Friday. The case involves allegations Vator used a steel bar to break a window and assault her ex-boyfriend. Boardman police are investigating after a woman reported losing more than $200,000 in an online investment scam. She told officers she was contacted on WhatsApp last November by someone promising profits through gold trading and cryptocurrency, and she initially sent about $18,000. The victim later agreed to a larger transaction in April, and police say they have obtained texts and images connected to the case. A Youngstown woman accused of coercing young women into prostitution is being held on a $500,000 bond. 38-year-old Misty McKinney pleaded not guilty Tuesday to multiple charges, including trafficking in persons, promoting prostitution, robbery, and retaliation. McKinney allegedly targeted vulnerable women online over a 3-year period and was arrested following a sting operation. A tentative trial date is set for June 8th. A Mineral Ridge man is being held on a $3 million bond after being charged with rape. 33-year-old Zachary Albert was arraigned Tuesday in Niles Municipal Court following his arrest by Wethersfield Township Police. The case stems from a reported incident last November involving a juvenile. Albert remains in the Trumbull County Jail. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for May 27th. A woman pleaded guilty Tuesday in a March 8th crash in Majorie that killed a motorcyclist. 87-year-old Elspeth McKeague was charged with misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter after turning left at Addison Avenue and Route 82 and hitting 62-year-old David Rice and 18-year-old Angelina Medovich. Rice died at the scene and Medovich suffered serious injuries. McKeague will be sentenced July 9th. A Warren man will spend 6 years in prison for a house fire that destroyed a city home last July. 34-year-old Andrew Jordan was sentenced Tuesday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty to attempted aggravated arson. The blaze on Porter Street Northeast gutted a 3-story home, injuring one resident who jumped from a second-floor window. Investigators say video showed Jordan at the scene before the fire and running away after it began. Trumbull County Republican Party Chairwoman Julia Schutt says she will not seek re-election, citing continued infighting within the party. Schutt said Tuesday she's proud of the party's recent success, but wants to step away from what she described as warring factions. Republicans will elect a new party chair June 4th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.